I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, July 13. Coming up, two restorative justice centers opened in West Kingston. Committee close to recommending compensation for victims of 2010 operation in West Kingston, and international investors interested in establishing Aerotropolis at Vernon Field Aerodrome. The news in detail after the break.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that a specially formed committee out of the West Kingston Commission of Inquiry is close to recommending compensation for residents of Tivoli Gardens affected by state-inflicted violence in 2010. During the 2010 security operations to capture the fugitive Christopher Dudas Koch, more than 70 civilians were killed, others were detained, and several persons had their properties damaged or destroyed.
We will restore this community. We have a duty to restore this community and other such communities because the investment in the infrastructure is here. And I know that 99.9% of the people here want to see a better community and a better life. And if we are going to engage in this new era of securing our citizens, then the errors of the past must be addressed, redressed. And where there is loss, there must be restoration.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the opening of the Tivoli Gardens Restorative Justice Center on Thursday. In the meantime, two restorative justice centers have been opened to serve the residents of Denham Town and Tivoli Gardens in West Kingston. The two centers bring the total to 10 across the island. The existing centers serve communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew, Westmoreland and St. James. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says restorative justice practices will help to reduce crime in the communities.
These centers will also be the focal point for the facilitators to reach out into the communities, to sensitize the leaders, and also to train as many who would want to be trained in mediation and restorative justice practice. And I will be giving a mandate to all of these centers to train and sensitize at least 500 leaders within these communities.
The opening of restorative justice centers is in keeping with the government's thrust to integrate and implement restorative justice practices in selected communities throughout Jamaica, as well as reform the justice sector. Finance and the Public Service Minister Audley Shaw says three major international investors have expressed an interest in developing the Vernon Field Airfield in Clarendon into an aerotropolis. Minister Shaw says the investors will pump up to $3 billion in the development. An aerotropolis is a new urban development form comprising aviation-intensive businesses and related enterprises that usually extends up to 25 kilometers outward from major airports. Mr. Shaw says the Vernon Field development is part of larger flagship plans with others, including the construction of a second alumina plant at Alpart in Nain, St. Elizabeth, to manufacture aluminium foil for export. Minister Shaw was addressing Thursday's launch of Cygnus Capital Limited, an investment company. He congratulated the principals behind Cygnus Capital for their innovation and tenacity, as well as the unique financial and investment instruments available for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. The company is led by Chief Executive Officer Beresford Gray. And Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is advising strata property owners that its system has been reconfigured to reflect the revised property tax assessments for fiscal year 2017-2018. The strata property assessments, which now reflect recent legislative changes, are available on the TAJ's website through the Property Tax Online Query for online payments, as well as at any tax office. Previously, owners of strata properties were liable for the share of the property tax calculated on the total value of the entire parcel, which in most cases attracted a higher tax. For fiscal year 2017-18 and subsequent years, the change will allow for the property tax to be calculated on the proprietor's share of the total unimproved value of the land. TAJ is advising that persons can still submit objections to their property tax valuation or seek relief from the property tax assessed where special circumstances apply. For further information, contact Tax Administration's Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.